Hey, this is for the Rowdy American. I am actually going to be doing this publicly, but that's good that you can still send direct messages from the website. Now, a little bit of a correction, though. Unless I'm wrong, you cannot upload from an iOS device to the website. Because, you would need access to the file system, and you can't do that. Now, I could be wrong, but you cannot upload direct to... You'd have to use your computer. So, I really... And a lot of people are actually agreeing with Audioboom with this move, and I can see why. But for me, an all-in-one solution, you know, listen to a boom, make a comment on the app, or send a direct message about the app, through the app, you know, you suck! Okay, maybe not that, but, you know, I mean, good times. I've been yelled at via Audioboom direct message. You can't really get yelled at with WhatsApp because you have to, do a trick to hold down the button, and being yelled at by voicemail just isn't the same thing. So, I was yelled at via Audioboom message. I've sent and received, like, little demos of, you know, someone's music, you know, and to make comments on, you know, via direct message. Hey, that's great. What platform can you upload direct messages to a website and, you know, have it, and then they can, you know, reply when they're on the go from said website or from the app? You know, it's a shame that Audioboom removed direct messages and comments from version 5, so I'm probably not going to download it. So, and actually, they didn't even put that in their release notes. Shame on them, actually. You know, but no, to Rowdy American, and I'm not going to say your real name because, even though I know it, because some people are very squeamish, don't use my real name on the internet, and since I don't know, I'm just going to play it safe. So, no, you cannot upload through the website on your iPad or iPhone unless it has access to the operating system and the folder in which the app, well, and Dropbox or whatever. So you have to upload it when you get home. Just a bit of a correction there. Sandboxing. Sandboxing, people, remember that. And a lot of people actually do know about sandboxing, but they forget, which is basically sandboxing is each app has its own separate environment, and you cannot access the core of the iOS. I'm so glad the Mac isn't that way, although I heard that that was going to happen. Actually, it kind of is. No apps that can use... No apps that require administrative privileges are allowed in the Mac App Store. So yeah, in the way the Mac App Store is like that. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. I'm actually going to send this out. I actually have to get ready to go for a meeting in about... Let's see, what time is it? 10:18 and 20-something seconds, okay. Yeah, I have to leave in about 2 hours and 56 minutes. So, yeah, there we go. Anyway, guys, have fun, be blessed, and I really hope that Audioboom will reconsider, unless no one really wanted the you know, direct message feature. I have actually... heard people use it inappropriately. Someone sent a mass direct message promoting their stuff, and that is not appropriate. and they were creepy. I'm like, no. And they did it like 3 or 4 times. I wouldn't be surprised if they were suspended by now. So, in fact, I think they are. And you, by the way, do know who you are, basically, by the way. So, with that, I think I'm going to go and get ready for this meeting.